carnal mind, a mind that is blind to the heavenly, the spiritual. A carnal mind knows only what can be experienced through the five senses. It is as if there is nothing beyond the physical universe, but there is. The carnal mind is not aware of and cannot relate to God, who is spirit. Those who see and live life from the perspective of a carnal mind are in spiritual darkness. They're lost. Jesus talked about people who had eyes but could not see, who had ears but could not hear. He was talking about people with carnal minds who could not or would not grasp the spiritual truth that he shared. Life flows from God, who is spirit. Though physical life originates from the spirit, it has no power to rejuvenate or continue indefinitely. This is why the carnal mind is enmity with God. There is a big disconnect. God, who is life, cannot coexist with death. The carnal mind results in death sooner or later in every respect. The disconnect from God is called spiritual death. As a result, physical health is lost, physical life dissipates, and physical death occurs. God does not hate people who have carnal minds. He pities them. Furthermore, His will is that none of them perish, but that they all come to experience eternal life. If you know someone with a carnal mind, share with them God's love in creating them and suffering for them and preparing a place for them in Himself. If just one person with a carnal mind sees the light of the gospel of Christ Jesus through your testimony, you will not have lived in vain. When a person is born again, they become a spirit being. For that person to fail to see themselves as a spirit being and continue to see themselves from the soul and body perspective, they have a carnal mind. This is why it is imperative that we be transformed by the renewing of our minds. Having the mind of Christ is the only state that enables us to walk by faith in the Spirit.